Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So today is a very special day. Our sanctuary looks a little bit different. Do you know what those over there are? Communion plates. That is exactly right. Those are communion plates because today we are celebrating communion. Now that's a big word, and what communion is a time when we remember what Jesus did for us. We remember that Jesus died on the cross for us and he rose from the dead, and we eat wafers and we drink juice to remember that, and I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. So when Jesus died for us, we call that a sacrifice. Now that's a pretty big word. How many of you have ever watched a baseball game or played baseball? Maybe some of you play baseball, but okay, so a lot of you have watched a baseball game. So in baseball, there's a term called a sacrifice. And what that means is somebody hits the ball and they know that they're going to get out. They're not going to get to play. They hit it and it's going to get caught. But it gives a runner a chance to either get to another base or even score. So they know that they won't get to play, but that they help somebody else. And that's what a sacrifice is. A sacrifice is something that maybe it hurts you, or maybe it just means that you don't get to do something, but it helps somebody else. And that's what Jesus did for us. Jesus died for us so that we could always be friends with God. And we eat the wafer and we drink the juice because that's what Jesus did with the disciples in the Last Supper. In the Gospel of Luke, it tells us that Jesus took the bread that was on the table because they were having a meal, and he broke the bread and he told them that that bread was like his body because it was broken for them. And so that's why we eat the wafer, because Jesus said to do that in remembrance of him. That when we eat that wafer, when the disciples ate that bread, they would remember Jesus when they did that. And then Jesus took the cup of wine. Now we have grape juice. But Jesus took the cup and he said that that was like his blood. Now what color is grape juice? What color is it? Purple. It's kind of a purple reddy color. It looks a little bit like blood. It is purple. It looks a little bit like blood. It reminds us of Jesus's blood, but it's not blood. It's still grape juice. But it reminds us of Jesus's blood. And Jesus said that whenever you drink that, to drink it to remember him. So when we celebrate communion, we do it to remember Jesus and to remember what Jesus did for us. And here's the thing, God sent Jesus for us because God loves us so much that he wanted us to always be with him. God loves you when you do the right thing, and God loves you when you do the wrong thing. God loves you when you're happy and when you're sad and when you're angry. God loves you no matter what. And so God sent Jesus so that we could always, always be friends with God, and so that we would know how very much God loves us. Now we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for sending Jesus so that we could always be friends with you. Thank you for loving us so much that you would come here to die for us. Help us to always remember how much you love us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.